This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, December 19th, 2014. I'm David Knight, your host today. We are expecting Alex Jones to join us in this hour from the road, but he is on the road, so we're not sure of the exact time of that. We're also going to be joined by our reporters in Washington State, Joe Biggs and Darren McBreen. They're there, of course, to follow up on the story that we broke, I guess, over the weekend about the person coming up to the MRAP vehicle asking the police who were displaying it at a Walmart what this thing did. When they started telling her what it did, she asked the obvious question, why do we need that in a small town? And he replied, well, for constitutionalists, people who stockpile ammunition and weapons, not for the police who are stockpiling military vehicles and militarized weapon systems. So we had a back and forth we tried to contact the police chief there, the sheriff there. We tried to contact him for a comment to try to be fair, to try to get his comments, and that's something we're required to do. They did not contact us back. Rather, the following Monday, they posted a video on their Facebook page criticizing InfoWars. So we wanted to go out there and get some answers because there's a rally that's going to be held tomorrow. I believe it's at 2 o'clock. You can check our website at InfoWars.com. We'll give you the details of the exact location, the exact time of where that is. If you're in the area, if you're in the Spokane area, if you're in the Idaho area, there are people there who are very concerned, who want to have a dialogue, who want to ask a cop. That was the hashtag that blew up on the interview from CNN. A lot of people across the country are outraged by the way the police are not punished for excessive use of force, the way they're being goaded into the excessive use of force. And these militarized vehicles are part of the way that they're being goaded into over-the-top force, into rules of engagement, if you will, that we have never seen from the police in terms of looking at themselves as military organizations. Paul Joseph Watson was just on with us, and yesterday we talked about the fact that the California Highway Patrol is now describing itself as a paramilitary organization to prospective recruits, people who might want to get a job there. They've posted on their site in multiple times and multiple ways that they are a paramilitary organization. And if you have military experience, they might be interested in talking to you. Well, Spokane area, and of course, I don't know if the relationship to the Spokane police, to the Spokane Sheriff's Department, if there is a relationship even. Nevertheless, even that area has had its problems with excessive police violence. There was a case that was settled for several million dollars. Actually, it's a little over, it was $1.67 million with the family of a man that was killed by a police officer. His name was Otto Zim. He was beaten, shocked and hogtied by police officers after he was accused erroneously of theft. That was something that happened back in 2006. It took 5 years for it to go to trial. Nevertheless, that not only was there a civil judgment given to the family, but the jury convicted a Spokane police officer, Carl Thompson, of needlessly beating him and then lying to cover up his actions. That's good. When you have people that are doing bad actions in your police department and they get convicted, that's what we want to see. It's not possible, and we'll never get to the point where there's not any bad police officers, just like we're never going to get to the point where there's never any bad gun owners or people just in general society. You're always going to have good and bad people in any society. It's a cross-section, as Frank Serpico has said. The real question is, can the system purge those out? I think one of the most important things that can be done is not necessarily body cameras. They were investigated by the Justice Department. They just wrapped up and put a report out just this week, December 16th, 2014, of the Spokane Police Department, reviewing their practices. Some of the right recommendations are body cams. And yet, we just had another death in Spokane where a police officer who had a body camera didn't have it turned on. And even when they have it turned on, in some localities, they're not prosecuted, not even indicted. That's why Matt Shea, one of the representatives there in Washington, we're going to be talking to at the rally tomorrow, reporters will be talking to. That's why he pointed out we need to have oversight, not only of the police officers, but of their...
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Sold out for weeks due to the difficult and expensive proprietary process behind its creation. The exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock in the last limited shipment of 2014. The most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Vitamin B12 deficiency is linked to scores of serious problems. And Secret 12 is a fusion of two organic proprietary forms of vitamin B12, bringing you a true nutraceutical quality vitamin B12. Secret 12. Secret 12 is an excellent Christmas gift and is tailor-made to boost your New Year's resolutions. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today on this Friday, December 19th, 2014. Alex Jones is hopefully going to be joining us in this hour. He's on the road, and we're trying to establish contact. In the last hour, we're going to be talking to our reporters who are in Washington State, Joe Biggs and Darren McBreen. And just before the break, we were talking about what is happening in Spokane. They have just finished an investigation of the police department. And again, I don't know if there's a relationship at all between the Spokane Police Department and the Sheriff's Department. Our reporters are there because of what was said about an MRAP vehicle to talk about that program. There's a large protest that's going to happen tomorrow. I think it's at 2 o'clock, but you can get the details of the location and the time at InfoWars.com. But we're also concerned about the fact that this sheriff, who pushed back against these comments, said they were taken out of context. They clearly were not. The lady asked the deputy why they had a need for a vehicle like this, and he immediately replied, for the constitutionalists. We know where that comes from. That comes from the Southern Poverty Law Center. That is a narrative that's been fed out as part of training. It's been put out as part of scenarios that they have worked with. And, of course, this sheriff has in the past called in the Southern Poverty Law Center to train his personnel. And it was good people within the sheriff's department that blew the whistle on that, that exposed that to the community at large and caused that to be shut down, as it should have been. Southern Poverty Law Center has attacked anybody that they don't agree with politically, labeling them as terrorists. And so there are good people within the system. We see that there was a settlement recently of a shooting that took a long time to go through the courts. There was a civil settlement to the family of the man who was unjustifiably killed, as well as a conviction of the police officer who shot him and then covered it up. That's the thing that should happen when these things come to light. We'll never, as I said in the last segment, have a situation where we have nothing but good cops. They're a cross-section of society, and just like you have good and bad people in society, you have good and bad people in the police force. The question is, will the system be able to purge them out? As we were talking to Representative Matt Shea from the area, he had some very good suggestions. It's not just that we need to have outside oversight when there's an incident like this to make sure that everyone in the community feels that everything has been done to serve justice. We need to have someone who is not connected with that police department to oversee these trials. But we also need to have civilian oversight or community oversight. I don't want to use civilian because that implies that they're military, and we don't want to feed that mentality, even though they're self-identifying the California Highway Patrol as a They're self-identifying themselves as a paramilitary organization. They repeat that over and over again. But the community needs to have oversight of the police department, not just in terms of when things go wrong, but even more importantly, oversight of their training. That was what Matt Shea, representative from Washington State, said when we had him on earlier this week. So we're going to be talking to our reporters who are there. It is a major problem. We've had, as we reported back in February of this year, this headline from Infowars.com, Americans killed by cops now outnumber Americans killed in the Iraq War. And we can't even get the complete statistics on that because they're not keeping those kind of statistics. And if they believe that they are at risk from the general public, as they're being taught, that we are a threat to them, that they need to have programs that go through our social media postings, our purchasing records, to evaluate our threat to them, so that they can immediately, when they pull you over, have any interaction with you at all, they can identify your threat level. Are you a green, a yellow, or a red threat to them? Think about how incredibly dangerous that is, besides the violation of privacy, for your government to profile and label people like that. Are they going to get it wrong? Of course they're going to get it wrong. They are going to label people red who are not a threat to them. Maybe they're a threat to the political regime, like the Tea Party is a threat to Obama, but they're not physical threats to the police. Yet they will label people like that, and many people are going to get killed who should not be killed because it's going to scare the officers because of their training. Their real risk, as we've seen, half of them are about the same number that are getting shot are getting killed in car accidents, and half of those people are getting killed because they're not wearing seatbelts. They have a very low use of seatbelts percentage-wise among the police nationally. An even greater threat to their health is morbid obesity. We had this report from the Daily Mail saying that U.S. cops have the highest rate of obesity amongst any profession in the country. Along with firefighters and security guards, nearly 41% of boys in blue, they say, are obese, according to a study by the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. So there you go. The health and lifestyle that you live is a greater threat to you. The fact that you don't wear a seatbelt, those are much greater threats to you than the populace. You don't need to be on a hair trigger. I want to go to some health news. There was a story that just broke, it was on Reuters, saying that autism, in a new study, has now been linked to particulate air pollution. And I think there's an interesting backstory to this, because this was not a study that was necessarily done by the EPA. I don't know who paid for this. This is a Harvard School of Public Health study. But I think it's very interesting that the budget that was just passed by the GOP, primarily, they were the ones who put the budget together, they cut the funding of the EPA. The EPA has had its funding cut for several years now, but I think this was a shot across the bow because Obama has said that he is going to enact climate change legislation. He's talked about a war on coal. And after the election, he said that there's nothing that the new majority Republicans can or will do about it. He's going to get his climate agenda through. So I think that their cut of the EPA budget was really kind of a shot across the bow, saying we can cut your funding if we want to. I don't know if they will or not. Remember, it was Richard Nixon who created the EPA. But we've seen them using particulate matter to push things through in the past. One of the first stories that I covered when I came here to InfoWars.com was the EPA itself feeding test subjects diesel fuel in order to push for higher particulate matter screening, higher numbers. In other words, to reduce the amount of particulate matter that people would be exposed to, but to increase their bureaucracy. That was the whole point. They had gone through and advertised for people who had heart disease or respiratory illness. They took them into a room at the University of North Carolina. They hooked them directly up to the tailpipe of a diesel engine, and they gave them levels that were over 70 times what the EPA said were fatal levels of particulate matter. Remember, Lisa Jackson went to Congress, and Democrat Representative Markey fed her questions. He says, now, particulate matter is very, very serious, isn't it? And she said, yes, more people die from it than die of cancer. And he said, really? Tell me about this. And so they had this little dialogue that was set up, a little dog and pony show. It's not true. They were trying to push these numbers, and if it was true, they're guilty of war criminal actions trying to kill these people. So they come out on the one hand, they say more people are dying of particulate matter than are of cancer, and then they take the level that they say is not just going to make people sick. She was very emphatic about that. She says, I'm not saying that level makes that it will kill you. And then they give that to their own test subjects at a level 70 times higher than that. So that's kind of the background on that. And also, pull this up, guys. Look at this EPA page where they give you basic information about fine particulate matter, as they call it, PM 2.5. That is particulate matter that is 2.5 micrometers in diameter. That's 1/30th the diameter of a human hair. Now, on this side, up in that corner, if you're looking at this on video, you can see a picture of the Smoky Mountains. And they have left that up there for years. That was in my report 2 years ago when I came here. And they say smog, including PM2.5, obscures the Smoky Mountains. That is not why the Smoky Mountains are smoky. The Smoky Mountains were smoky long before there was any smog, long before there were any cars or industry, long before there were any European settlers that came here. The Indians called it the Smoky Mountain. And they're talking about how it increases hospital admissions and emergency room visits. Well, you know what? It does that when you screen for people who have respiratory illness and heart conditions and hook them up to a diesel engine. That also increases hospital admissions and emergency room admissions. But that is another way that they're now going to try to increase their regulatory reach on production of energy. And that is through saying it's fine particulate matter, and we need to cut that down. Now they're going to blame autism on it. Well, autism, we know there is a strong correlation to the things that are put into vaccines like aluminum. Now we've just had the FDA this week approve a new Gardasil. It's Gardasil 9. It's new and improved, and it has twice the amount of aluminum. Now, they didn't follow the normal procedure. Normally, they would get this approved by a group called Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee, the VRBPAC. And the VRBPAC normally is sent this information about new drugs, and they sent out a letter and said, well, we don't really think that we didn't send this to you because we didn't think that we needed to consult with you over this because there's no concerns and no controversial issues. And then they look at it and they say, they have more than doubled. They've gone from 225 micrograms to 500 micrograms of aluminum. And, of course, they put that in there as an adjuvant to irritate your immune system, to try to provoke a reaction. Well, there's a lot of reactions that it provokes. They say for the first time we've seen from Merck, the developers of Gardasil, they have disclosed, they say, what may indeed be close to the true rate of serious adverse events that people are suffering after the use of Gardasil. And this article is up on healthimpactnews.com. They point out that if you normalize the number of people that have serious adverse events after this by their own data, that would be 2,300 serious adverse events per every 100,000 people who get a vaccine. The number of people who get cervical cancer is 7.9. So you're going to give somebody something that 2,300 people are going to have an adverse reaction where if you don't give them something, less than 8 are going to have that reaction? That's the logic of our government. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Water filter.
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and Pro-EM-1 is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, Pro-EM-1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit proem1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or proem1.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
I hear the train come, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when I'm stuck in prison.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this hour. And let me give out the phone number in case you want to comment on some of the stories that we've got. I've got another story that you're just not going to believe, and we got a video clip we're going to play here in a moment. That number is 800-259-9231. And again, yesterday we extended the Essential Holiday Pack by one day, a guaranteed delivery by Christmas. We had extra people working around the clock to make sure everything got shipped out so you get that guaranteed by Christmas. We've had such overwhelming response, we decided to, we can't guarantee it for delivery by Christmas. You may still get it, I don't know, but we decided to extend that 57% savings as a thank you to our customers. It's been so popular. Again, that's Secret 12, X2 Nascent Iodine, and Silver Bullet, all three, for only $59.99. That's 57% off, nearly $80. So we're extending that. We can't guarantee shipment by Christmas, but you'll find that on InfoWarsLife.com. Now, this next story is something that just broke today. Jakari brought this in this morning and said, you won't believe this. We got Walmart, Amazon, and Kmart, and Sears have been told by the New York Attorney General that they've got to stop selling toy guns. No toy guns for Christmas. I remember years ago when my sons were young, I was trying to find them toy guns and cowboy stuff. And, of course, you couldn't find that. I could get them kits where they had billy clubs and SWAT teams and all this other kind, so they could pretend, I guess, to be beating each other in a protest. But I couldn't find anything that was just a straight-up cowboy gun. I had to go to something that was not the big box retailers in order to find that. I did. I wanted them to grow up playing with guns. I want them to use guns. That is their right as a free man, and it's all of our rights. But this is what the state attorney general is doing. He sent out a cease and desist letter to Walmart, Amazon, Kmart, Sears, and ToyArsenal.com, telling the retailers the toy guns are selling online to New Yorkers are too realistic. Here's that clip.
They look like the real thing, but these guns are toys. For as little as $10, you can buy them online and in stores, even though they're illegal in New York. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says that stops now.
Toy guns are mistaken for real guns. There could be tragic consequences.
Schneiderman's office conducted an investigation that found many retailers selling prohibited toy guns online and shipping them into the state. Investigators also uncovered at least one retailer selling illegal toy guns in its stores.
State and federal law are clear. Retailers cannot put children at risk by selling toy guns that are virtually indistinguishable from the real thing.
There you go. Okay. So, and remember, we were told that this young boy who was playing with a BB gun, and the cops zoom up. If you watch the video, you can see the cop car come to a screeching halt. The guy who's in the passenger seat jumps out and immediately shoots dead this child who's not threatening anybody, not doing anything. What he was doing was not as threatening as Ralphie in Christmas Story. But they say, well, it was too realistic looking. They said that it didn't have an orange gun on the tip. How could they tell if it was in his pants? It was in his pants. And it didn't matter whether it had an orange tip or not. And in both that incident, that was in Ohio, where there is an open carry law. People are allowed to open carry. In Ohio, where there's open carry, that young man, the 12-year-old with a BB gun, a guy who was an older adult, he was in his early 20s, in another location in Ohio. One of them was in Dayton, the other one was in Cleveland. In a Walmart, he was walking in. You can see that video if you're watching it right now. There was a call to 911, to 911, saying that we have somebody who's threatening people with guns. He was lying to 911, and you can see that from the videotape. He persisted in that lie until the videotape came out. He was not threatening anybody. He was holding the gun from Walmart that he was going to purchase in one hand and had a phone, a cell phone, in the other hand. He was talking to his wife as he was shot, and you can see this cop run in and shoot him. In both of those cases, people came out and said, we need to get rid of toy guns. That is not the problem. The problem is this shoot-first mentality, not assessing the situation, being so trigger-happy. That is the problem. We need to train our police. We don't need to have people shot down because they have guns or because they have real guns. That's an open carry state. They did not assess the situation in either of those circumstances to determine whether the person was threatening anybody, even with a toy gun. There was no communication. They just run in both of those cases and shoot the people dead. And yet the solution is supposedly that we need to ban toy guns. absolutely amazing. We're going to come back after the break, start taking your calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution. DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, his life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Friday, December 19th. I'm David Knight, your host here in Austin. The number to call in, if you want, is 800-259-9231. We're going to be taking your calls for at least the next half hour. We have our reporters in Washington State will be joining us in the next hour. And we've been talking about the cease and desist letter from the New York Attorney General telling various retailers that they need to stop selling toy guns. Is that really the problem, or is it police who have been trained to shoot first, to not assess the situation, who have been so scared about the threats against their lives and the general public that they shoot first and get away with it over and over again, increasing the tension back and forth between the community and the police. This is a deliberate tactic by the government to not address this, to increase the tensions between them. That's why our reporters are there, because in that particular area, with their MRAP, when questioned about that, he said he needed it for constitutionalists. That's coming straight from the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's straight out of their talking points. And, of course, he did have them in that area, that sheriff, training his staff. And some good cops pointed out the propaganda that was involved in that to the public at large, and they shut that down. Now, there's an article up on Infowars.com. Mexico's Sinaloa cartel is now dominating U.S. heroin market. Is that really any surprise? Since we've been in Afghanistan, the worldwide supply of opiates has gone from 10% coming out of Afghanistan under the Taliban to well over 90% every year. It's a bumper crop coming from there. And it should it be any surprise that the Mexican drug cartels are aligned with that traffic flow that is coming out of the CIA and the U.S. government? We've seen that before, haven't we? Where cocaine was coming out of Central America, going into the crack cocaine market in L.A. That was exposed by Gary Webb in his articles and books, Dark Alliance. Same sort of thing we see happening. And yet, what's the response to the legalization of marijuana in Colorado? We see the Nebraska and Ohio attorney generals are now trying to stop Colorado's legalization of marijuana, saying it's increased their law enforcement expenses. Not the open borders with the Mexican drug cartels coming in. No, it's the legalization of marijuana in Colorado that's increasing their legal expenses, their law enforcement expenses. Look, the drug war is the biggest boom to the law enforcement budgets there ever was. Their asset forfeiture programs are ripping off the public, charging inanimate objects with crimes, never any due process, just confiscating the equipment without any due process. This is where the Patriot Act and the War on Terror all started 20 years ago, back in the early 90s, the late 80s. That was where they started first attacking the rights, and now they're consolidating that with militarized police in the name of the War on Terror. First, we had to have SWAT teams because of the War on Drugs, and now it's the War on Terror. They're also arguing that federal law, these two attorney generals in Nebraska and Ohio, are saying federal law takes precedent over Colorado law. There is no legitimate law in the federal government to prohibit marijuana. As I said before, it required a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol, and then to reinstate it, it required another one. So we've got about 10% of the amendments in the Constitution that are about the prohibition of alcohol and the legalization of alcohol. Why did they have to have that? The only reason that's there is because once upon a time, we had a government, a Congress, that respected the Constitution. Now they do whatever they wish. Just as we see the logical conclusion of that, as you eventually wind up, as you scoff at the Constitution, as you do whatever you wish, as you claim powers that you don't have as a Congress, as a president, the logical conclusion is you wind up with a president who at this point is now just issuing memoranda or verbal orders about massive programs, a blanket amnesty for illegal aliens. It's not little memoranda or executive orders like when they're going to have a holiday break. These are things that are gigantic issues that he's overriding the will of Congress, saying for a long time, I don't have the authority to just do whatever I wish. I'm not a dictator. Saying that 22 times and then becoming a dictator. That's where we wind up. That's where we are now. The next step, of course, is for this dictator or the one who follows him to start using the indefinite detention of the NDAA to retain, to render, to torture American citizens on our street. That's where it all ends. We've seen this movie before. We know how it ends. Let's go to your calls right now. Let's go to Stephen in Florida. Stephen, you said you want to talk about toy guns?
Yeah. Hey, good afternoon, David. The article you were just citing about the Attorney General up there in New York State, which is my home state, it doesn't surprise me, but here's what I was thinking about. Alex showed in his documentaries how Homeland Security is trying to recruit the Boy Scouts to go after veterans. And he played many times that clip of Eric Holder when he was the Assistant Attorney General under Clinton, talking about how we need to brainwash the public into giving up their guns. And I think about Charlotte Thompson Isserby, who you guys have had on several times, and her book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, and how they were going to take control of the schools and program these kids to basically go along with their agenda. And with this deal about, you know, saying, oh, you can't have kids have these toy guns, they're too realistic and they're therefore a threat, this is about conditioning the younger generation, because I think with the adults, it's going to be real hard to convince them, although there's a lot of zombies coming up among them. But with the kids, what they're being programmed with through the media and the schools, this kind of thing, and then there's fear tactics such as what was used just a few weeks ago, a half hour from me, where the cops, if you remember, burst into a school, a middle school,
yes,
in Winter Haven, Florida, and with guns blazing, you know, and psychologically traumatized all these kids. Of course, they don't want to talk about that. But I'm saying there's a deliberate conditioning of the kids,
yes,
to be afraid of the guns rather than fearing what they should, which is the criminals that want them to be that way, which is the people running our government. And so this is why it's incumbent on parents. You've got to make sure that you're controlling what your kids are being exposed to, because basically what I'm saying, David, is Americans are so unaware to a great extent of psych warfare and how it works. And that's why Alex called what he has info wars. It's a military term for psychological warfare. But a lot of Americans really don't know what we're up against. And if we have our kids being conditioned this way, we're going to have a real big problem on our hands, because they're already being zombified as it is from reality.
Oh, absolutely. And it's all about getting the kids at an early age. I don't know about, did they have law enforcement and the schools and metal detectors when you were in schools? They didn't when I was. I'm older.
No, I'm in my 50s. We just started having, like, guards, you know, hall guards and stuff like that. But they didn't have metal detectors.
Yeah, but a hall monitor is way different than having armed police going through the halls. And, of course, we had just had a case here locally, just outside of Austin, where there's video that exists of the footage. There was a young man who was breaking up a fight between two people, and this cop comes up after at the end of all this and singles him out and shoots him with a taser. He goes straight down on the concrete, has a massive concussions, left him brain damaged, and that's a lawsuit that is running through there. But again, that type of action, and what you're talking about is not just a fear of guns that they're trying to put in people and just not trying to sponge that out of the culture. They're also trying to put a fear of the government in them. That's a big part of this conditioning, a big part of the programming. That's what the TSA is all about. It is a psychological program. It's exactly what people, behavioral psychologists like B.F. Skinner, have always done with their operant conditioning, just like clicker training. Let me put my hands on you and touch you. Let me harass you, and I'll immediately reward you with letting you fly on a plane. That's exactly what they do to animals, and that was what B.F. Skinner was talking about. My wife was a teacher. She had a master's degree in education. She read B.F. Skinner, Beyond Freedom and Dignity. She said, this is outrageous, and they were making everybody read that as part of the graduate program because they want them to think that way. They want them to understand that it's a conditioning response. And this situation that's going on in Washington, where they were bringing the MRAP out there, they were putting that in public. And I agree with the lady who shot the video. I think that was conditioning. I think that was trying to make the public afraid of the police, show them their overpowering presence there, that they've got all their equipment, you know, be very afraid of us. I think that's a big part of all of this. But it also entices the police to want to use the things that they're trained for. That's why they're on a hair trigger. That's why they shoot first. It's all part of their training. Thank you so much, Steve, in Florida. Let's go to David in Kansas. David?
How you doing, David? It truly humbles me to be able to speak to you with it today. I got a couple topics. If you can just bear with me and not like cut me off or, you know, hang out, I just want to get them out. I just want to agree with that you're dead on when they are training the kids at a younger and younger age to be afraid of guns, but also to be afraid of the government. I grew up in the late 80s, early 90s, you know, into the mid 90s. And when I was like in fifth or sixth grade, whenever we used to go to like the library, like, me and my friends would play Secret Service. Like, we would have a president, and we would protect him. You know, we'd make gun sounds, and the teachers wouldn't care. And now you look at that same school that I went to has a police officer on duty, the full school cycle, and what they're doing is just making it worse. There's more school shootings today than there was in, like 93 when I was, coming up through elementary school. The second thing I'm gonna say real quick is about this cannabis issue. I think their ultimate goal, they are a programmer. I'm a marijuana advocate. I don't want about, using the word marijuana. So I think the CAA came up with it. But I think they are pushing it because the strengths today, I was addicted to opiates, and I can back you on the Mexican drug cartels. Every major city I've lived in, from Vegas to Austin to Kansas City, the Mexicans run everything. I mean, they have it down to it's a business, and it's the mafia. It's not like Mexican Americans. It's illegals. But when I was living in Colorado Springs, they're predicting for the 2014, the net tax profit was $60 million. In July, it was already over $100 million. What they're going to do and what they need to do is they don't need to legalize it, but that's what they're going to do to get a control on it. And then all the cannabis is going to be lower quality. It's going to be filled with poisons. And cannabis is the single thing that got me off opiates. It's a lifesaver. I don't think you should be doing it as a party drug, but if a physician can prescribe you, enough opiates to bring down 100 men, per day, then they should be able to prescribe this. This is something I've been very passionate about, is this drug war. It's affected almost everyone of my friends, everybody in my family. It's a huge farce, and it's the same thing with the guns. And I really appreciate the time, David. God bless your crew in Washington. God bless Alex Jones on the road. I got to be one of the top 100 InfoWars supporters. Been doing it for about, 13 years now.
Thank you so much, David. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I'm not a marijuana user, but it bothered me decades ago that they were using it to destroy our entire legal process, to take away our rights to have trials, to take away our right to even be charged with a crime, that they could punish us by confiscating our physical possessions without even charging us with a crime. I saw this happening to people over and over again. That bothered me. The corruption, the increase in crime that always comes with any kind of prohibition, that bothered me. But one of the things, as you pointed out, the medical uses of marijuana, that's the thing that really bothers me. How can we shut our hearts to people who need this desperately as the only thing that can help them to get their appetite back to an effective treatment for glaucoma or for high blood pressure? There's so many different things that marijuana is effective for. And yet we just harden our hearts to these children who are dying of cancer, or people who can't keep anything down, who can't eat anything or throwing up constantly, who can be helped. People who have said that the only thing that works for them. I remember a case 20 years ago, Peter McWilliams, he wrote a book called "Is Nobody's Business If You Do." And he had AIDS, and the only thing that would keep him with the medication that he was taking, it was like a chemo patient. Everything that he would take would try to eat, he would throw back up. The only way that he could keep anything down was by using marijuana. And he explained that to the judge. The judge threw him in jail to keep him from violating his order of taking medical marijuana. And this man, Peter McWilliams, died in jail choking on his own vomit. I'm disgusted to live in a country like that. I'm disgusted to live in a country where a Terry Schiavo can be starved to death by the government. The people who try to give her any water are arrested and taken away. I'm disgusted to see somebody like Jeb Bush, who was governor of Florida and who could have helped Terry Schiavo, who could have come in and intervened over the orders of a probate judge who murdered her. Give me a break. He could have intervened. George Bush could have intervened. They sent in the National Guard to stop segregation orders. Are you going to send in the National Guard to stop a judge from killing a helpless woman? I think that should end any claims to a presidential campaign that the Bushes have, especially Jeb Bush. He was on the scene. He had the authority to override that. He had the authority to allow people to give water and food to someone and let her die. And they're letting people die because they're withholding medical marijuana. And he was on that side of the issue, along with this casino pimp who spent millions of dollars to try to keep that from happening in Florida. And they came really close to having it pass anyway. It just wasn't the supermajority that they needed. Let's go to Wolverton in Tennessee. Wolverton? Wolverine. Sorry, Wolverine.
Sorry. No, you're good. I just want to talk about how if you look on the back of a police car, it says government service. That should be changed. They work for us. They're public servants. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's the duty of the people to inform their, I mean, I don't understand why people just don't care because you, after all that, you know, the Eric Garner case, you know, on Fox News, you would see, oh, if you just listen to police, if they ask to search your car, let them search your car because you have nothing to hide. That's bogus. You know, Benjamin Franklin said it best, those that would sacrifice essential liberty for a little safety deserve neither and should lose both. And I completely agree with that statement. And I think you had brought up Edward Snowden said, if you say you have nothing to hide, you don't care about the Fourth Amendment, then you don't care about that right.
That's right.
Basically, don't acknowledge it.
That's right. There was and along those lines, I would just repeat that quote from that article by Julian Assange yesterday. We have an article up today. Assange says the U.S. is prosecuting Barrett Brown for quoting an assassination threat that was against me. It wasn't against the FBI. It was against Julian Assange. I'll read that quote when we come back. It's absolutely amazing how the government can twist and pervert the truth. And that's why we should be so worried about what's going on with the police state, with the surveillance state, with the training. As you pointed out, they need to be trained properly. They need to understand that they are working for the people and not for some authoritarian paramilitary organization. We'll be right back.
Brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Thank you.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913. Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, on this Friday, December 19th. We've been trying to reach Alex, but he's in an area where we can't reach him. But he will be back for the Sunday show. That's at 4 p.m. Central, 4 to 6 on Sundays. Alex will definitely be back on Sunday. Now, we're going to go back to your calls here. But before we do, I wanted to play one more thing. Oh, before I play that clip, let me take it back one step further. We just had a caller who was talking about our basic rights and the way things are twisted. And I wanted to repeat that quote yesterday we got from Julian Assange, where he was talking about the prosecution of Barrett Brown was for quoting an assassination threat that was made against Julian Assange. Get that clip ready to play, guys. We'll play that clip for them. But he points out something I think is very interesting. He says, Twitter is a police interview that never ends. Facebook has all your friends wearing a wire. YouTube has you in the dock talking to the judge. He says every social media user creates a vast library of statements that can be taken out of context by vengeful or ambitious officials. Users should be displayed their Miranda rights every time they log on to social media. And this is why Julian Assange said that. Let's play that clip.
And the national security of the United States, the way to deal with this is pretty simple. We got special ops forces. I mean, a dead man can't leak stuff. This guy's a traitor, a treasonous, and he has broken every law of the United States.
He's talking about Julian Assange.
The guy ought to be, and I'm not for the death penalty, so if I'm not for the death penalty, I only want to do it, illegally shoot the son of a b***h.
Well, what about it?
Oh, I can't believe I'm along with Bob. You know what? When he comes out and says that he's holding everyone hostage, that he's going to release
the names
of people.
There you go. So that's the Fox News clip where he says, let's illegally shoot the SOB. Okay? Now, when Barrett Brown posted on Twitter, he posted that. He said, dead men can't leak stuff, .. illegally shoot the SOB. And that was a quote that you just heard from Bob Beckel on Fox News, along with another Fox News commentator who said, yeah, let's just assassinate Julian Assange because he's giving out information that shows the criminal actions of our government abroad. He's the whistleblower. He's exposing crimes that our government is committing. And we haven't seen all these crimes yet. As I mentioned in the first hour, there's a video from Abu Ghraib, according to Seymour Hersh, and I trust him. He's been a reliable source for many years. He says that he's seen the video of U.S. soldiers in Abu Ghraib bringing the children of women who are imprisoned there, raping those children in front of the mothers, sodomizing the young boys. And the mothers are writing back letters saying, come and shoot me. I don't want to live anymore. That's what our government is doing. That's the kind of thing that Julian Assange was exposing. And he was threatened by the Fox News puppets saying we ought to just shoot the guy. Now, when Barrett Brown gets angry because of the way he's been attacked for exposing criminal actions of our government, he retweets that action, that comment from Bob Beckel saying dead men can't leak stuff. Let's just illegally shoot him. The FBI said that they were being threatened, that was a threat against them because Barrett Brown was angry with them. And that's what they're trying to keep him in jail for another 8 years. He's already been in jail for 2 years. That's how they will twist and take out of context anything you put on social media, so be careful. But then there's not just social media. They're going to grab information from you by eavesdropping on you, looking at your computer, listening to your telephone. That's the full spectrum tyranny that's there. So the solution isn't just that you can't say anything to anybody, that you have to zip your lip like you're living in East Germany. No, the solution is to shut down and incarcerate these criminals who are running our government. Sorry I didn't get your call, but we'll take it right after the break at the top of the hour. We'll go back to the callers. We've got Scott in California, Andrew in Washington, many others. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And we have the reporters from Washington joining us next hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally. Using super oxygenation, Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.